What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I Por Favor with Alexia Nepola
and Marisol Patton, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, mi amiga.
Hi, you look spiffy with your... You always look so smart when you wear those glasses.
What, is that the only time I look smart? I have to wear glasses to look smart?
You actually do look smarter with glasses.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, I think everybody does. Yeah. What about sexier? I feel like sexier too.
You look, like slutty. Mm. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Talking about slutty, do you have any costumes ready for Halloween? Any slutty God. Costumes?
First of all, I hate Halloween.
Oh my God, me too. Qué horror. I've never liked Halloween. Is that weird? Does that make us weird? Because I feel like so many people love Halloween. I like Halloween decorations, but I never really liked dressing up.
I don't like the decorations either.
Tampoco.
I like a pumpkin. But not like a creepy pumpkin.
So pretty. No, I like everything pretty one. The Halloween, yes. And now that makes it pretty things, white or silver, or even like black and white. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, bedazzled.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
Pero todo lindo, nada feo. I don't like those scary costumes or anything like that.
Well, as a kid, I always wanted to wear a scary costume. I always wanted to be a witch and wear the pointed hat because that was the cool costume people wore in the 70s when I was little.
Really?
And my mother wouldn't let me. I always had to be a ballerina or some kind of
I wanted to be a clown. And that was like spooky. Tampoco me dejaban ser payaso because I was like, spooky and scary.
Yeah. I wasn't. So I always hated Halloween because I had to wear something I hated every time. And I just, I grew up with this like, no, I hate Halloween. I don't want to wear anything. I have a huge aversion to it.
Well, you can do that too if you go to some people's parties here in Miami. Just wear nothing. And you'll feel right in.
Halloween's an excuse to be dressed like a
slutty.
Slut. Yeah,
exactly.
Every year.
So we won't be talking about Halloween. Good. I mean, it is the beginning of fall and it is October. And that's one of the things that people do think about Halloween. But because Marisol and I are not such a fan and we don't like it, we're not going to talk about it.
We're not talking about it. Whatever we just said, erase it. It didn't happen because we're not talking about it.
Right. Well, we have all month. It's at the end of the month. So we may change our minds. But we can't talk about fall. Let's talk about fall and how pretty it is in so many states. Not as pretty in Miami.
Not here.
Because it doesn't exist. It's still raining here in Miami, by the way. Can we talk about La Tormenta this morning?
Hello, my cabana was inside the pool. William just fished it out. The entire cabana.
No
went into
way.
The pool from the wind and the rain.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh my God. Yeah. Well, we have had those situations here too. I mean, you know, I live on the 52nd floor, so we've had a few things fly away from a balcony because you never know. It's like sometimes it's just rain and then other times it's like a storm. And that's what happened this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
anyways, the sun's coming out and it is fall and I feel like it's getting a little cooler.
I haven't felt anything cool outside yet.
Except yourself. Right? No, but hopefully it will get.
It does get cooler when I walk out there.
Mm-hmm. So what are your favorite things about the fall in Miami? Like, let's call it our fall, right?
Our fall. So that one day of the year when maybe it dips to 65, I get really excited because my hair looks good.
Yeah, well, that's already winter. That's like officially winter for us.
Yeah. And that comes maybe twice a year. Maybe we get one day, you know, in like 2022 this year, and then we'll get one day next year, 2023.
For sure.
Usually
the beginning
something
January,
like that.
Yes. And we all want to wear our boots, our leather jackets, our fur. I mean,
oh,
if
my
we
God.
Can, of course, if it just like dips way below or at night, for sure, we're throwing on the fur.
Yeah. And you know me, I wear a turtleneck all year long, with or without winter.
Love that is true. But because I'm
wore
so
one to
fashion,
dinner the other
I will
night.
Wear it during, really, you're already wearing your turtleneck. What's true? You're
it
wearing
was
all
hot
year
out.
Round.
It was hot out, but I didn't
Pasate
care.
Pasate calor, mi amiga. Pasate calor.
Oh, yeah, calor, pero it looks so good, I had to wear it. And Steve was like, it looks good, wear it.
Oh, he's so cute, Boo Bear. Well, first of all, I want to welcome back all of our listeners. And I want to remind you how we are now in Amazon Music.
I like it.
You like it, right?
Everything Jeff Bezos. We're everywhere.
Oh, that's another topic we should talk about because he's dating a Latina, Lauren Sanchez. So maybe in our next podcast, we can touch upon
that. We're going to break that down.
Mm-hmm.
I find it quite fascinating, the whole thing.
So do I.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, it's true. We haven't talked about that, right?
Yeah.
We have a lot to say about that. So
thank you,
Jeff. And yes, now you can listen to Ay Por Favor on Amazon Music.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of frisky weather, because winter makes me frisky. It does. Don't you feel a little more picara when it's chilly out? It's just like a whole different vibe, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the fashion, you know, and just like the whole time of year, kind of like it smells different, it feels different.
And the smell, does it make you horny?
Well, I'm always horny. It just has nothing to do with the time of the year.
Or the smell in the air.
Right.
Or the weather.
But I know you like a hotel room. Yeah, of course. And by the way, a hotel in other places like New York City is even like sexier and hotter. But I feel like when it's fall and the seasons start to change, it's kind of like tienes que cambiar de ambiente, tienes que cambiar de marido, tienes que cambiar de novia.
Marido!
Right. Well, I mean, I meant marido, like not husband, but like kind of whoever like you're dating. I
feel whoever's like holding hand, okay?
Yeah, it's like, you know what? The summer's over. You had your summer fling and now we're moving into the fall. And then now we're like, you know, we're looking like people like to, I think, be in relationships like for the holidays. So the holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
You
want that present.
We're not going to talk about, but Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I think it's a time of the year that people are earning, you know, to be in a relationship.
And you don't want to be alone during the holidays. And you want to get your present. You want a New Year's Day.
You want to have somebody to go to the parties with and drink with and have fun with. So, so I felt like we already have some people that are trying to do that. This weekend, I saw that Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady were flirting at an event, at a gala.
Otra vez, eso
flow. Otra vez, eso quiere, ese huevo quiere sal.
Who do you think wants it more, her or him?
You know what? I think that she publicly wants it more. I think she really, really wants it. And I feel like she likes to be relevant and she needs it. She knows that that's going to be a good piece of like news.
Yeah.
And so I think that she wants it. And I feel like he secretly wants it. I feel like he might be a little bit ashamed because people really wouldn't think that, he would date her.
Yeah,
but I
yeah,
feel like he
yeah,
secretly yeah. wants it. At least he wants to bang her. You know what I mean? At least he just wants to like do it and say, I did it, you know?
He wants to tap that. For,
exactly. It's so meaningful. He wants to tap that
ass. He's like, everyone else has tapped it. It's my turn.
Exactly. But you know what? Why does that make it even, I don't know. Like if I were a guy, I don't know that I would want that. Like so many people have had it. Or
I
whatever.
Agree with you. I think we she wants it more than he does.
He does. She does. And I think she wants it for like the wrong reasons. I think that, for example, like nobody's really talking about her now and her dating scene. I mean, we're always going to talk about her because, you know, professionally, you know, she does. She's always relevant. And especially now with all her lines and all that. But as far as her personal life, I think she needs a new guy. And I think it's like the perfect time. So they were flirting and they bid on an auction item on a painting and it went up to $2 million.
Well, she can afford it and so can he.
And so can he, right? So it was like, so it's the bid stopped there and the artist said that he would, you know, make another painting since there was only one for her.
Did he get 4 million? He made another one. Did she pay 2 million for that one too?
Yes.
Yes.
So Michael Rubin is his auction and he raised $24 million.
What did he raise it for? Was it a charity or was it for his
yes,
pocket?
Yes, it's a charity. It's actually a very controversial charity.
Oh, what is it?
Reform Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
It raises money to help people with criminals, I want to say, with the past that have been convicted for the wrong reasons or maybe for the right reasons. But it actually, it raises money to help them in their legal defense.
Well, she's so, all about that. Yeah.
Well, she is, but it's a very controversial because people are saying that, you know, there's so much money that we raise. You know, there's so many other areas that are so needed, you know, as far as the money goes, and that we're raising all this money to help criminals get out of jail.
Well,
so I don't know enough about the charity, but I know that it raised $24 million because there were so many big heavy hitters. There was so much money. Uh-huh. Like you should see the auction items. They were starting like at $1 million.
Wow.
Half a million, 2 million. Well, they raised a grand total of $24 million. And obviously, I mean, you know, every charity has a purpose. I mean, all the A-listers were there. You know, all the celebrities were there. And they raised all this money. But again, I mean, they both love attention. You know, people were questioning why was Tom Brady there? Because it was really supposedly like not his crowd. But, you know, he was there and so was Kim. And they were flirting. So I won't be surprised if we read about it in the next couple of weeks that they're hooking up. Because you know how that is. It all starts with the flirting. And then we'll be reading about them. You know, Kim's just all over the place because she was in Paris Fashion Week. Do you want to talk about that? We were talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. I was just telling you earlier that she and Anna Wintour just like totally, I don't know who snubbed who, but they both ignored each other. So something dirty's going down there between those two. I saw the video.
Do you think Anna didn't like what Kim was wearing?
I don't know.
Maybe Kim offended Anna. A lo mejor están siendo las tetas. You know that Anna is
well,
like
her
super
right.
conservative. Yeah.
Well,
so
her
maybe Kim
were,
showed up with all her boobs out and
well,
I was
she
like,
did.
Oh no, please do not sit next to me because I am
she
embarrassed.
She showed up with her dress cut down to her navel and Anna was like in a turtleneck.
Of course.
But it's something from before, you could tell. She doesn't care what anybody wears. So she walks in and Anna has her arms crossed. She's in front row sitting in her arms crossed and there's somebody next to her and then Kim sits right next to her but doesn't even look at her. They totally snubbed each other. And I thought, ¿qué pasó allí? ¿Qué pasó allí?
Bueno, we'll see if she gets invited back to the Met Gala or not. If she doesn't, then we know that there's something going on.
Oh, maybe it's about the whole Met Gala thing. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. We need to do some further investigations, bro, to get to the bottom of this.
You can do that one. I'm more interested in Kim and Tom. And you can look up what's going on with Anna and Kim.
Soon to be revealed. I'm going to make some calls with my fashion people in New York City. Mm-hmm. So, and so speaking of love is in the air, I saw another photo of Jen and J-Lo and Ben.
Yes.
J-Lo and Ben.
Nobody got fighting again in the car.
Well, she just kind of looked really miserable and her bone structure looks really good when she's pissed. It was all chiseled.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the side.
She was doing this like.
Yeah, it was just like that, Alexia. Just like that. Cheek sucked in, jawbone out. Looked like she hadn't eaten in weeks.
What is he? You know, I don't know. Like these two always wait till they get inside the car to fight. Has that ever happened to you? Do you fight in the car? Like with Boober?
And I don't even fight. We never fight. Thank God, because I've done plenty of fighting in my life.
Right. Well, I mean, I get it. You know, the thing is, like, sometimes, you know, they could have been arguing about anything. She could have been saying, "Oye, go this way," and he could be going that way. Oye, you know, because at least I'm that kind of a driver. I'm like in the passenger seat, and I'm telling Todd where to go. So, you know, it could have been just about traffic or like, I don't want to go there now or we're late or hurry up. It could have been just anything silly, but these two can catch a break. It's like siempre lo cogen fighting in the car.
What I want to know is why don't they have a driver and why are they driving with the windows down all the time?
Oh, Ben, because he smokes cigarettes probably and because he's like anxious. So, you know, he's like old
school. She's making him anxious.
Tú sabes, like the Latin people que bajan la ventana and they stick out their hand. You know, here in Miami, we see that a lot.
I know, but, you know, they kind of have options.
Listen, if I were them, it's probably Ben, because I'm sure J-Lo loves a driver. It's probably him because, you know, he's more like that guy.
He's the man. He wants to drive. Here's what I'm thinking. How ironic is
the fact that when he was in the car with Jen, his ex-wife, he was laughing. He was like happy and he's like all smiles and he's like loving, dubbing and hugging. And then he gets in the car with J-Lo and then all he does is fight.
Well, it can't be good at home either. I mean, if they're fighting in the car, it's because they're fighting at home and they're fighting everywhere. And they just don't know when to stop.
¿Tú crees, mi amiga?
I think so. And that's okay. You know, she tries. She falls in love. She thinks it's going to work. I've done that. We've all been guilty of just falling in love really quickly and thinking it's going to work.
But you know what? There's couples that bicker a lot. And that doesn't mean that they're not going to last and they don't love each other. I mean, sometimes that's all hasta el amor. You know, I say that, the constant fighting. But, you know, at the same time, there's couples that don't fight at all. And that's not healthy either. You know, I feel like a lot of couples like sawantang or they bite their tongue or they look the other way and they never really get out what they want to say. So, you know, both extremes are bad. But I just feel bad for them because there's always somebody there watching, taking that picture. And that's all, you know.
I mean, at this point, they should know to have tinted windows and keep the windows up.
Yeah.
We're going to have to
send them a note and say, guys, you need to stop doing this. Not that they care.
Celebrity 101.
Right. But you know what? I love that they don't care. You know, they go to the awards show and, you know, they just can't hide it. They're like real. You know, if he's upset, you're going to see it in his face. If she's upset, you're going to see it in her face. You know, they're not even trying to like cover it up.
I don't get it. I mean, like I said before, I've said it before and I'll say it again. He's an actor. He knows how to fake it. She should know how to fake it by now.
Well, in the real life, it's really hard to fake it. And you know that because we're not a reality show. So at least for me.
How many husbands do you think she's going to have?
As many as she wants.
Right. I feel like I see the number like two more. After him, she's going to have like two more.
¿Tú crees?
Yeah. How many would that be in total?
I think she's like six or seven. I think it's like six or seven.
Six or seven.
Yeah. I think Ben is like her fourth. So yeah, I mean, she's still young enough and I know how much she loves to be in love and be with a man. So yeah, if it doesn't work out with Ben, it'll be next. I mean, that's
next.
How.
Maybe it's going to be Tom Brady.
I know. You never know. But no say.
I kind of liked him with Irina Shayk. What is her name?
But what's wrong with these people? They can't even keep a relationship. It's like they go from one to the other and they go back and forth.
Well, you know how that is. It's like regular people dating. You go on a few dates, you realize you don't like the person. Just because someone's hot doesn't mean that you click mentally. You know, they have to try too. And then everyone's following them.
I just feel that they have so many options. That it's like so easy for them that it's like, you know, they all move in the same circle. It's kind of like what you said. It's kind of like real life that happens as well, but people don't know about it publicly. Mm-hmm. And with them, they can't move without everybody knowing their personal business, right? Just like Taylor Swift. I mean, I know we've been talking about this, but Taylor Swift is like revolutionizing football because she's such a big star. That she's like all over the football, all over football games. And I think that the football people must be, the football viewers that are really watching for football are probably pissed off because it's really taking away from the game, I believe. And everything is about her. Like even on halftime or like when there's a commercial, like everything goes back to her and all her celebrity friends. I mean, I happen to love her and all her celebrity friends. So I'm good with watching her. I'd rather watch her than football.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but I'm loving every minute of it. I'm loving seeing all the people hanging out together.
Yeah. I mean, I love seeing her with her outfits. I actually have her bag. So I was like, oh my God, I have that bag. I just got it in Paris. So anyways, so that's cool. But I can imagine that like the real football lovers and fans are a little bit pissed off about this because they're really making it about her. And I think taking away a little bit about football. Lucky for her, the Kansas City Chiefs are a great team. So if he loses, they're not going to blame her because you know how that is. I mean, there are sometimes that this happens when it's like two celebrities going out and they start losing
playing
games.
Better now.
No, he's playing about the same. I mean, they win every single game. So, but if they would have lost last night, for example, against the Jets, they would have blamed her. Because, you know, the first time you go, it's fun. Oh my God, Taylor Swift is here. Like, that's amazing, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, like, if she starts coming to every game, it's kind of like it takes away from, like, the fun and, you know, and the newness of that and the excitement. But
they should have her do the Super Bowl halftime show now that she's so into football. I know they already
picked somebody
else.
I think Jay-Z
else.
Controls that. I don't know who controls that, but I don't
Jay-Z
know if it's going to be
controls
her.
It?
Yo no sé. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. No I don't know too much
about it. We're going to get a million DMs telling us who runs that shit.
No, I mean, those things are planned from before. And nobody was planning that Travis Kelce was going to be dating Taylor.
But
Taylor
we don't
Swift.
Even know that they're really dating. I feel like it's kind of a little bit of a publicity thing.
Bro. Oye, espérate.
Bro.
She's not going to be going to all these games if she's not dating the guy or has some kind of interest. No, it's been confirmed that they are dating.
I want to see a makeout. I feel like they're just buddies.
Makeout. Look at some pictures. She's like all over him. You can tell that they have something going on.
Do you have something? Show me. I haven't seen any.
Yeah. Just look it up so you can see. You can see like by their body language and how excited, you know, she gets when, you know, when they score and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, they're not going to come out and say it publicly, but the fact that she's there and she's been there to every game and they've seen them like going out after the game is already. But the question is, how long will they last? Mm-hmm. And do you see a future in them? Because I feel like, you know, she goes
like
through her guys.
I would love it. Very Americana. The whole thing's very
it
Americana.
It is.
Muy Americana. I would love it.
It's true. Yeah.
I feel like that would be like a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. It would be cute. Like I would feel good about that.
Yeah. I wonder how they feel. I mean, everyone's watching, right? I wonder how they feel because I think everybody's rooting for them because everybody likes him and everybody likes her. So it's like a good, you know,
it's a good,
you know, powerful young couple, both super successful. So like they get each other and like you
they
said,
get,
you know, very
they get
American.
The bro stamp of approval. We stamp that approval.
Go Taylor. Go Travis. We like them.
Taylor Kelce. Would she change her last name?
So it'd be Taylor Kelce. Oh my God, that's right. And Travis Kelce. What about Travis
Swift?
Swift. yeah they both have that. Like catchy names. That would be funny. Yeah.
It's cute. I think it's cute. I think they're cute. She needs to get married already. How old is she?
They're 33. They're both 33. I feel like he looks
a lot
older.
They're both the age of Christ. I love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's we need to have a Swiftie. They should have, what would their babies be? Not Swifties. We have to like incorporate his name as well.
Quifties. Oh, wait, that's not scary. No,
it does.
It's not good. Anyway, moving right along to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Mick Jagger's $500 million fortune is not going to be left to his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Jagger may be swimming in his millions thanks to Rolling Stone, but he most likely won't be sharing his wealth with his eight kids. He had eight kids? Oh my God.
I, por favor.
Is right. The 80-year-old musician hinted to the Wall Street Journal in a recent profile that he doesn't want to sell the band's post-1971 music inventory. Jagger teased that the money should go to charity instead of his offspring. The children don't need $500 million to live well. Come on, he joked to the publication. He went on, you may do some good in the world. Okay. So wait.
What do you think about that?
The music collection is worth $500 million. He's worth separately, obviously, plenty of money that he probably has for his kids. He's saying that he doesn't want to leave the music collection inventory to his kids. That they have enough.
Well, he doesn't
want to
sell it now. Right. Well, first of all, the $500 million, once he, you know, that does happen, Mm-hmm. It's no longer 500 million, you know, once you pay the taxes and the whole thing. So it's not the 500 million, but it's still a lot of money.
There's a lot of special laws with inheritance taxes, and you don't have to pay taxes on a lot of that money.
Well, no, FYI? You do. It depends. Well, it depends if you have the proper estate planning. I know all that.
Of course.
But yeah. I can tell you that the 500 million will be diluted, and it's not going to be 500 million. But basically, what do you think about his decision? Do you think that he should donate most of his money to charity? Or if you had 500 million, what would be a fair amount to leave your family?
Well, if this is just something separate that's not liquid that nobody lives off of and it's just sitting there and he has
other
money,
we're not going to be that technical because we don't know.
Well, I'm using my mathematical Capricorn brain. So, all right, let's just say he has $500 million and he wanted to give half to charity and half to his kids. If they can't figure out how to live off $250 million, then they shouldn't have the money.
He has 8 kids. So,
right. Well, you know? Do the math. I mean, if you can't figure out a life for yourself and take care of yourself with that kind of money, you know.
Well, I feel like a lot of people, you know, while they're living, say the same thing, you know, but they actually don't do that living pledge. A lot of people, a lot of these very, very, you know, wealthy people say, you know what, I'm not going to leave so much money to my children because they don't need it. You know, I feel like I can donate to charities and they could do so much more than the money than the kids. But the truth is that it's really that they're lying. At the end of the day, they do leave it to their children and to their family. And because, like you said, the amount of money you can give to the charity of your choice, because I agree, it is a lot of money, but it's very circumstantial. Like, how old are the children? There's a lot of parents that give money to the children while they are alive. Therefore, when they pass away, they leave them less of amount because it depends on the age of the children. It depends on the needs of the children. You know, I also find that, for example, if you have accustomed your children, you know, to this life and to this lifestyle, and they really haven't done much for themselves, when you leave and you leave them nothing, you're actually hurting them. It's like it wasn't even their fault. You did this to them. So I think you need to be responsible for them if that's what you got them used to. Obviously, I don't know the age of his children. I did not look that up. I don't know what his children are doing. I don't know the type of relationship he has with their dad, because that's another thing. You know, a lot of times their children, I mean, he has 8. I can tell you that out of the 8 children, there must be 1 or 2 or 3 that don't even talk to him or don't have a good relationship with him.
Some of them are in their 40s and like much older, much older. Right.
Well, I think he's 80.
He's 80, yeah. Yeah.
So I can imagine he's given a lot to his children already, because I feel like a lot of parents, you know, while they're living, they want to help their children. And, you know, whether it's with the business or whether it's like, you know, whatever it is, they share it while they're alive because they want to see their children enjoying it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's a lot of people that leave their money to charity that are extremely wealthy and don't leave anything to their kids. And I have a list here. So sit down.
Okay. What about, yes, please tell me. Cause you know, I've seen a lot of people leave to the dogs and cats and to like these charities, which are beautiful, or, you know, I'm not saying not to, but then they like exclude their children. You know, I have 2 boys, so you don't have children. So it's like a little different, you know? So I mean, I don't know who you're leaving your inheritance to, but
my
cousins. Okay. Remember me? What about your best friend?
Everyone's nipping at my heels. As a child who now lives, you know, solely off my inheritance, I am very grateful every day and I worked hard.
Right. So how would you have felt if parents, let's say Elsa and your dad, Don, you would have found out at the time of death that they were leaving it to, you know, an animal charity or whatever your charity.
Trust me, Elsa wanted to.
And you would have found that out. You know, I think it's a conversation you have to have with your children as well and with your family, because a lot of times they may be expecting something and then in reality, it's something else.
Well, he had it with the press, so I'm sure they know. They probably, these people start telling their kids when they're small that they're not going to give them any money. You need to learn to make it on your own, which is a smart thing to do. And then maybe you surprise them in the end and you leave them some. But at least they learn to stand on their own 2 feet and know how to do things. I mean, I certainly
What's a fair amount that you...
Well, so of Mick Jagger's 500 million?
I'm saying if you had children and you have 8 children, like how much would you leave each child? Would you be...
I would leave all my money to my kids. I would leave all of it to them. I would, yes. I would create
a trust.
Yeah, trust. You mm-hmm. create trust.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you leave real estate, you know, there's just, you know, you have to be careful because you can't just hand people a bunch
of
cash.
Of course, because you know what, that's, yeah, absolutely, you know, especially, but again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Bill Gates, mm-hmm. he's not leaving any of his money to his kids. And you saw when he divorced Melinda, she gave almost all her money in her divorce to charity. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of women that would do that. That's big.
But you know what? I mean, I don't know how old their children are, but I feel, again, that, you know, it depends on your child, right? It depends on your child. I mean, some of these men, you know, they die when they're 80, 90. So they mm-hmm. have children that are in their 50s and 60s that are really already successful on their own. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. anything you give them is going to be in addition to. But as a parent, you make that choice and say, like, they don't really need it. I mean, I don't know Bill Gates' son or daughter, but, you know, if they're worth, you know, 100 or 200 million, you leaving them another 100 million is not going to make a difference in their life. Yet it would make a difference in a charity like a hospital or St. Jude or a particular family or a college or whatever it may be, you know. So, yeah. I mean, if I had that kind of money, I believe, and even though I have two boys, I would give away to a charity of my choice, which for me would always be kids and education and healthcare, because that's what I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about, I feel like you can't just spring it on someone, like die and there's a reading of the will, like you see in movies, and they leave you nothing. You need to tell them from day one, you're not getting anything. So you got to figure it out. I'm going to send you to good schools. I'm going to introduce you to people. I'm going to give you opportunities.
Yeah. That's opportunities the biggest wealth you give your kid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. To make your own way. But you can't just spring it on someone all of a sudden that, you know, you die and then there's nothing for them. That's not cool, I think, personally.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, so, in this case, it's a lot of money, like we were talking about. So it's very different from, like, it would be like our case or, you know, people that we know. I mean, mm-hmm. this is, you know, $500 million. And like you said, plus more, I'm sure that he has. And I feel like a lot of these people, as they get older, they see life differently. You know, I'm sure if you would have asked them the same question at the age of 50 or 60, the answer would have been different. What, you know, he's 80 now. So his children are older. They've had a different life. So I'm thinking, like, he's, you know, at this age, he's kind of like, you know what? Knowing what I know now, my children and my family doesn't need this amount of money. I may be hurting them more than helping them. So why don't I just help, you know, a charity of my choice? But luckily, he has enough money to give to everybody. To his family, number one, because it should always be your number one, your family. Uh-huh. And then number two, obviously, you know, whatever charity he would love to give to.
Agreed.
You know, it's a great 100%. Feeling to have so much money, but with money comes responsibility. Mm-hmm. So he better start making the right decisions before he goes, because then it's a big mess.
I'm sure he's quite organized. So Mark Zuckerberg's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Steve Jobs' widow, who inherited everything, is doing the same thing with her money. She's not leaving it to the kids. Michael Bloomberg, Elton John, Simon Cowell, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, Daniel Craig. Like, there's a huge list of people.
There's a lot. No, yeah. I agree with you. This is like a new trend that has been happening, like, let's say, like the last 10 years, that we've been finding out about all these self-made millionaires or billionaires that are a certain age and they've done so much for themselves and they have so much money and they see life differently now. And they think that by leaving all this money to their children and their family, they're going to do them more bad than good, you know? And I respect that, you know, that's a very personal decision. And like I said, every case is different. You know, we don't know who their children are. We don't know what their relationship with their children is. So all of that changes. All of that changes.
I actually saw that in my family, for example. So what you're saying about, you don't know who the kids are, maybe some kids are better than others. I have a brother that just kind of never was around to help my father, help my parents. And subsequently, when they passed, they left them very little because they just didn't want to be part of the family or participate. And, you know,
every family is different. That's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes when I read these things about the individuals also that you talked about right now, like a Bill mm-hmm. Gates and mm-hmm. so
Mark Zuckerberg, big money,
kind of like, yes, first of all, it's very big money. And second of all, I always think like you, like I wonder what relationship they have with their family and with their kids. Because to me, I think that changes everything. You know, I think the child that just happened to have those parents, but kind of like was never had a good relationship with them and maybe hasn't even talked to their mom or dad in 10, 15, 20 years. You know, why would you feel like you're responsible, you know, just because you're not here anymore? If you haven't talked to me in the last 10, 15, 20 years, you're like, why do you want my money? So, you know, and I don't think that, you know, for that matter, that they should even consider that. You know, maybe it makes them more happy to know that they can donate to a charity of their choice that is going to have a bigger impact, you know, in life and in other people's lives than in their own children.
Absolutely.
So again, it's very personal, but I would love to have that problem, to have $500 million.
Good problem, so, Sam.
Right. Yeah.
It's so frivolous, the whole thing. My God. It's kind of mean. I find it mean. It's mean. When you have billions of dollars, it's just mean.
It will be interesting to see if he will be added, you know, once it happens, you know, because he is an older person. If it does happen, what's the outcome of it, right? Because like I said, while you're alive, you can talk a lot. You can say of things. Now that's like the trend. Oh, I'm not leaving any money to my children. You know, it's, you know, I'm donating. I'm giving it all away. Guess what? You're alive. Why don't you give it away now? Why do you have to wait till you die to give it away? Why don't you start? Why don't you start by giving it away now? Okay, Mick. So vamos a ver. Let's see. Let's start giving away the $500 million. No, because it's true. Like everybody's alive and they're all saying, oh, when I die, why don't you start giving it away now? Start making that difference now.
He probably is, bro.
No, I haven't read about it. I'm going to Google it. I'm going to see if he's giving, if he's a charitable person, if he's getting anything away. Because me, with that kind of money, I would want to start giving that money away now. I don't want to wait till I'm dead to give it away.
They all need write-offs. They give it away. Trust me. The kind of
money
they make.
I want them to give it away from the heart, not because they need a write-off, but whatever.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about Leo, que está siempre metido en tremendo lío.
Tremendo lío.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Qué jodedor es el tipo ese.
Oh my God, he can't stop himself. It's like he has a problem.
Wait, who was the last girl he was with? Because now he's already with somebody else. No, he was with
Gigi Hadid. But well, they never really confirmed that. They never really confirmed that because they were being super cool about it. And she was like, oh, okay, we're in the same city at the same time, whatever. We're like, see each other. And if we're not, we're good.
Uh-huh.
By the way, I saw her in LA when I was in LA.
You saw her?
I saw Gigi. Pretty. Yeah. I actually didn't even recognize her. I recognized Kendall and Hailey Bieber. But I didn't recognize her. She had like her hair super long, like me, like crimpy, like this. I was like, we were looking at each other. We're like, oh my God, we have the same hair.
When you saw the three of them, was it like when we were like, oh, it's like me, Marisol, and Lisa when we walked down the street?
Igualita. We look just like them.
Look, there we are. That's us in LA.
I was like, that's going to be you girls like 20 years from now. Or 30 years. Yeah, no, they were super cute. But anyways, so she had that very casual dating kind of thing, which is smart because she's a very busy girl. She's also a new mom. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and she knows what she's doing. I mean, she knows that she's dating like Leo, which is
keeps her stuff very under wraps.
Mm-hmm. So that didn't last too long, which was very expected because, you know, he doesn't have a relationship with anyone. I feel like he doesn't emotionally connect with any woman.
No,
that's why he dates these models.
No,
that just want to be famous because you're not going to tell me that a 25-year-old is going to like him. And I don't care that he's Leonardo DiCaprio because I'm sorry.
How old? He's 50, right?
Yeah, I think he's 50. Yes. No, he's 48. He's closer to 50. So he's 48. Yeah, yeah. And now the girl he's dating, her name is Vittoria Ceretti. She's a Italian model and she's 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so there's a 25-year difference. I mean, you're going to tell me like Frankie's 26.
No. A 25 would never go out with a 50-year-old. No way.
Nothing. Okay, you have nothing in common. So the only thing that I can think about is just that they don't talk. That it's just like, you know, he wants no clever conversation because I don't think a 25-year-old, with all the respect, such clever conversation like Billy Joel says in his song.
He has zero.
I don't want clever conversation.
It's vacuous. No depth. There's no depth there. It's impossible. Mm-hmm.
And if you keep rotating them, it's because you don't want any kind of depth or spiritual connection or any kind of emotional anything, if he even knows how to be emotional. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, I don't know como no le da pena. I have like vergüenza ajena. It's like, I'm ashamed. Like
pena
for me, pena ajena. It's like, it's so sad. I think, first of all, it's creepy. You know, I think it's creepy because of the age difference and you can
see it. It's lecherous. Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. It's that, and then it's just like a pattern and it's just like over and over and over again for so many years. I just think it's really sad. I mean, and I don't know how the girls, I mean, even if I were that age and he would hit on me, I would be like, no. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I really do think he has issues with his intimacy.
Totally.
And he really can't connect with real women, you know, because at 25, I mean, you're a woman, but you're still like a young girl. And his life is, you know, I want to say so complete because of his age and his experiences and just like the way he's lived life. You can't have nothing in common with a 25-year-old.
Who are his guy friends? I've never seen with any guys.
Well, George Clooney, Matt Damon, like that's like his circle.
He hangs out with them?
Right. I mean, it took George Clooney a while, you know, to settle down and to actually have that emotional connection. I think he was another one. He didn't date that young, but he also had trouble finding that woman. And look how interesting it was. He married someone more age appropriate, a woman who's extremely accomplished and intelligent.
Yeah.
And
but he had been married before.
Oh, he had
been married before. Yeah. He was married for 4 years.
Never knew about that. But still, but he was that bachelor is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
he also did that for a long time.
Well, that his first marriage ended in 92. So he was a long time a bachelor.
Oh, wow. That was 31 years ago. I know because that was the year Peter was born. That's the only reason. I'm not that good at math, mi amiga.
I was going to say. Oye, esa matemática.
Qué puntería. Only because that was the year my son was born. But he also had like kind of like that pattern.
Yeah.
And but Warren then he Beatty met this too. Woman, you know, when he met Amal, which is like something that probably nobody expected because, you know, she wasn't what he was used to going out with. But yet she was the one that did it, you know, that did it for him. And
I always felt like Brad Pitt inspired him to go after a girl like that because he had Angelina who was just so, you know, into human
crazy?
Rights.
Crazy? You mean crazy?
No. Human rights.
I'm sorry. Okay, human rights. But you know what? Human rights start in your house. Okay.
Yes,
I got said una locura. Well, him and her and all the kids and all that. I know what you mean. Yes, but I prefer to be with Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, no, I'm just saying that I prefer more like somebody more normal, like Jennifer Aniston.
We're all over the place today.
Una loca. Yeah. Well, no, but what I'm trying to say is that I felt
what are you trying to say?
No, because we're saying we're comparing them. You asked me who are his friends, what kind of men he goes out with and stuff like that.
Right.
And I'm just saying that I'm hoping just for him, not for me or for anybody. I'm hoping for himself that he will get tired of dating these young girls and eventually find this woman that's out there. Leo, just try it. Just go for like a 40-year-old or a 30. He's almost 50, 35, 40, but 25, 22, 23. Too young.
I was going to say the same thing, Alexia. Hopefully he'll be like George and eventually like Warren Beatty was the Leo DiCaprio of the day. He slept with almost 13,000 women. His first wife was Annette Bening. Mm-hmm. He got married in 92, but he was born in like 1934, 4 years after my dad, who died like 6 years ago. It took him a long time. And he went out with everybody in Hollywood. But eventually,
they stay with men, they can make emotional connections with women.
Why?
Tiene su cosa.
Because
maybe he can't connect with women, but maybe he could connect to guys. Maybe this is like a demise. Like, look at Rock Hudson. He was always with beautiful women and, you know, and dating all that. And at the end, he was, you know, bisexual. So it's like, you know, sometimes you don't know.
Le
you
está
know.
Tirando the bisexual card a Leo.
Tú sabes que yo tiro eso, you know. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Oh, well, you do have a gaydar.
Yeah.
All right, so you heard it here on Ay Por Favor. We're calling Leo.
Ay
out.
Por Favor. Leo, ponte pa tu número because, no, what I'm trying to say is that I just find it very unusual for so many years and that he just can't have that emotional connection to any woman. But you know what? I mean, I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt. But if
I don't think he's ever going to get married.
No?
I don't.
What about him and J-Lo? I'm kidding. That's going to be J-Lo's new husband.
What about him
She's
and Kim?
She's going to make him fall in love with her because she can. Ella puede.
Ella sí puede.
Bueno, mi amiga, me encanta hablar contigo. Loved talking to you. We can talk for hours.
Yes, we can.
I'll see you Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Latin billboards. Dale para allá.
Yes, we're doing premios billboards. And here in Miami for Telemundo, I'm wearing a high-waisted skirt. It's like a gown, but like cute and like a bralette.
Not a turtleneck?
With some feathers. No, not a turtleneck. Don't tell me you're wearing a long sleeve with a turtleneck.
I am. But sequins.
Sequins. Okay. I like
it. You know I love a turtleneck and long sleeves.
When I can't wait to do the carpet with you and see you. See you at the carpet.
Me too,
and
bro.
We'll be celebrating the wonderful Latin artists.
Including us. We're going to celebrate us because we're Latin artists.
Yes.
Of a sort of type of thing.
Yes.
Of sort.
Bueno, mi gente linda. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, everybody. See you next time.
On Ay Por Favor.
Ay Por Favor.
And don't forget to listen to us on Amazon Music. Thanks for listening.
Follow us on Instagram at Ay Por Favor Podcast. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la próxima.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.